they can dial in.
Blog Talk Radio.
Brian, are you there? Brian. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show tonight, 2016, a political race. Who's going to be president? Who's on the ticket? Who's the front runners? Do we have Brian on the show now? Brian, are you there? Dawson. All right, you guys, it's going to go like last week, I guess. We've already got a few people in queue. We have anyone on the line right now? I got somebody out of queue. Do we have a caller? Caller, you're on. Do we have Brian?
Rodney.
This ought to be fun. There we go. This ought to be fun tonight. I'm broadcasting live from I-5, crossing the grapevine. And back home to Sacramento, although we're pit stopping in Hollister to drop off my team from Hollister, too. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good, Ronnie. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Do we have anyone else in line, too, or just Brian?
I have no clue. That's up to you, man.
Okay, cool. So how's he doing, Brian?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Fantastic, man. 4 days in the absolutely beautiful San Diego. Walking precincts for the mayor's special election. It was absolutely fantastic.
How's that going?
They got a heck of a race down there, dude. It's going to be fun. All hands on deck.
What are they saying down there about building a bridge to Tijuana International?
A bridge to Tijuana International?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
You haven't heard about this?
As long as our governor doesn't shut it down because he gets pissy.
No, it's privately owned, man, from investors on both sides of the border.
Cool.
You'll be able to park in the United States and go across the tarmac type thing and to Tijuana International. I guess San Diego's airport is one runway, so I guess it's a problem. I don't know. I've never been there. I just read that. I found it interesting.
Well, you know, personally, I think privately funded, I don't have an issue with that because, you know.
Of course you don't.
We know our tolls won't go up and go up and go up and go up. Why do you say it like that? What's with the sarcasm? What's wrong with privately funded freeways or highways? Because
there
then we don't have to worry
wrong
about.
With privately funded freeways and bridges, I guess. I mean, but I knew you were going to be in agreement of it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I didn't say anything.
Case in point, they just finished building the Bay Bridge. It's already outdated. It's not wide enough for the current traffic flow. They didn't even build
it
right. Oh, it's so pretty.
It's so gorgeous.
Except it doesn't work. It's got flaws galore, substandard material.
Yeah, I don't go to San Francisco, so it doesn't bother me. I just see pictures of it, and it's gorgeous.
Now, you talk about the liberals keep talking about we hate the unions, we hate the hard-working class Americans. I would have given any amount of money to have had that bridge made by American iron workers, not Chinese people.
Of course.
Period.
With American iron to boot? Huh.
With American iron to boot, hell yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's
Why not?
Hint for you, Rodney. Each year, 2.4 million travelers from the United States use the Tijuana airport. Even if it's just a means of waiting for hours at the border, they provide the airport with nearly 60% of its traffic. Wow, that's crazy. I never knew that.
That's very nice.
My wife just brought me home a paper. I don't really read the paper. I love reading the paper. I mean, like having the paper in my hand and reading it. But with everything online now, like I hardly ever have one. So my wife brought one home, so I'm reading it right now. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Keep reading it.
It's Martin Luther King Day. I think we should recognize the man of the day. Don't you?
Don't I what?
Don't you think we should recognize Martin Luther King Day?
Absolutely, I think we should. I think we absolutely should recognize it. I think go ahead.
What? Did you read Sarah Palin's tweet today?
No, I did not. I don't make a habit of following Sarah Palin on her tweets.
Yeah, she was talking about, I can't remember it word for word, but it was only 140 characters, so I guess I need to work with my memory. But she pretty much said that Martin Luther King, you know, I guess, taught us, you know, to have a colorblind society, and yet, Mr. President, you keep playing the race card. I thought it was pretty tactless.
On the day that she tweeted it, it qualifies as tactless. In essence of the tweet itself, it's true.
No, it's not. This is my question, and I brought this up on purpose because I wanted to hear
before
you say
you
that.
Tell me,
why is he playing the black card?
The race card
simply talking about being black. That's all he is. Playing the race card is going into an election.
Brian?
No, playing the race card is saying you can't talk about my economic policy because I'm a black man. That's playing the race card. But simply talking about the fact that he happens to be African American is not playing the race card. It's not.
Dude, I don't care. I don't care if you're black or white, Brian. I care about the fact that you've got African American children in New York who are punching people in the face and Facebooking it and injuring them, and they just so happen to be white Jewish Americans, and you've got Obama standing up that he could be Trayvon's father. What kind of crap is that?
You just compared two. You just took two different.
I compared
incidents,
two
okay?
acts of
Trayvon Martin
two
and the knockout
violence,
game.
And
I'm
Obama
not this,
only
connected.
Stood up.
He could be Trayvon
Obama.
Martin's father. You don't. Do you not get what he's saying?
Hey.
He's saying he's a black male, and as a black male married to a black woman, he could have a black son, and that black son could
that
be shot
not, oh
in a suburban
Brian,
neighborhood
please.
Because he has a hood on. That's all he's saying. That's not playing
Brian,
the race card.
Brian, you're better than that. That's such a crock.
No, I'm
that's,
not.
Obama
it's not a crock.
Obama has never stood up and denounced violence against whites, but he'll stand up in a split second if it's violence against African Americans. That's playing the race card, Brian. I
no, it is not playing
period.
The race card. He
I
can't. Okay, you bring
period.
Up white violence because
not,
you're white. I've never heard you talk about white-on-black violence. I've only heard you talk about black-on-white violence. Okay? That's ridiculous. I agree with you. All violence is wrong. It shouldn't come with a color code. All right? Violence is violence.
You're
is violence.
Right, it shouldn't.
It's wrong.
That's the problem. It shouldn't
but
come with a color
the
code.
Statement,
you make to get a color code.
When was the last time here? You give me this. I'll give you a homework assignment. You tell me the last time a white teenager was shot by a civilian in a gated community for having, you know, a hoodie on or eating Skittles or looking high, whatever Zimmerman's original reason for messing with Trayvon Martin in the first place. You show me where that happens, okay? And I'll agree with you, but you can't. It only happens the other way around. We live in a country that we are trying to wipe under the carpet, you know, 200 years of oppression, of terror. You know, it's ridiculous. Martin Luther King has been, since I've been a young white male, which I am, I'm a heterosexual white male. I have the most privilege of all. But since I've been in California schools, which I would say are a little, I don't know, Rodney, if you went outside of California, it might be a little more liberal in some areas, you know, than other places. But Martin Luther King has been turned into this guy that gave a few good speeches and he marched a lot, which is ridiculous. What Martin Luther King Jr. did, what he did was he hinted the terror of living as a black person in the United States, especially in the South. He told people that sit at the lunch counter, sit in the back of the bus, go to the county hall and register to vote. And he told them that if they do it together, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen? We're going to get hosed. We're going to get thrown in jail. And that's all they can do. if we do this together, we'll be okay. He taught black people to, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen it. I've spent a lot of time in the South, and when you meet elderly African-American guys, my aunt lived in an area that was more predominantly African-American. Her neighbor, and this is when I was really young, because this is like 20 years ago, her neighbor was an older African-American man, and I always thought he liked me. I always thought he did. Like, I thought he liked me because of the words he used to me. I'm boss. I'm head honcho. They're words that he was trained as a child to say to a white man out of fear that he might go berserk and beat the hell out of him, lynch him, you know? We cannot deny this part of our
history.
I have
a question for you, Brian.
We can't.
Brian, I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is it wrong for me to make the following statement? Martin Luther King gave some speeches, and he stood up for what he believed in. I don't care the intricacies of his speech. What I care is that he is the man we celebrate as the guy who led the revolution to make African Americans stop being the lower class. I don't care. I don't see people as white and black. I see them as Americans, Brian. I'm tired of the race card. I'm tired
you
of trying
cannot,
to promote
are
this
Are you colorblind?
Thing.
I love everybody. I love all races and creeds. But when I see a black man, I see a black man. When I see a white man, I see a white man. When I see a brown man, I see a brown man. I can't help the detection of phenotypes. I'm not colorblind. You know, you can be colorblind with your mentality,
you're
but I'm telling you don't
visually.
See black and white.
You're talking visually,
it's ridiculous.
Brian. Yes, yes, that person's black. That one is Asian. That one is Mexican. That one is white. That's all well and good. I'm talking about when it comes to your rights as a human being, I don't see color. And when it comes to violence, it's all bad. And you cannot sit there and tell me that there's never been a white guy shot in a native neighborhood. Are you telling me that I've got to go
do
your homework and find you a white guy who's been shot in a gated neighborhood, Brian?
A white teenager. Let's be clear.
I'm telling you right now, the problem is the African-American community is being led down a path of suffrage by the liberal agenda who's keeping them down. I, as a Republican, do not recognize
you know what's funny?
Race
I...
when it comes to your rights as a human being, period. I
no,
don't
Ronnie,
care
I never
if
said
you're
white
or black. I think you could be a better person. It is the thought that every time
neglect.
There's some kind of violence, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Obama have done nothing to promote African-American people to be better. I'm telling you
putting,
right
hold
now,
on, hold on,
nothing.
Hold on. I do not question your feelings on the subject. I do not question how you live your life. What I question is your blindness in saying that these things don't take place. Jesse James and Reverend Al Sharpton, especially Sharpton, who should be in prison. He's a criminal, okay? These guys have made a living, yes, off the suffering and pain of African Americans. To put Obama in that category is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. You cannot compare. That's so far apples and oranges. That's me saying that Ronald Reagan is the same
actually,
the guy who founded the Ku Klux Klan. That's ridiculous.
Based on your own claim earlier, I can put Obama with them any second of the day because obviously they're all three black.
No,
according
yeah,
to your philosophy on
oh,
it.
Physically,
according
yes,
to your
yes.
philosophy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think it's garbage.
I just think
that
I
people
choose not to look at
just
their
because
color
you
of the
don't
skin.
See colorblind. Just because you don't see colorblind. I'm not
a
saying
person based on their character, not their race.
But don't be completely ignorant to the world around you. Just because you have these views doesn't mean that they're the largest held view, especially of your party. You're part of the – you are from a conservative background. The GOP is your group, like you would call the Democrats mine. You guys, you know, in modern history, because I know you're going
to
bring up Lincoln, you know. Yeah, totally different Republican Party then, and you know that just
Civil
as well
right.
as I do. You know those rule, those names have crisscrossed for, what, 200 years? Come on. The Republican Party of Lincoln is not the Republican Party of today. If Lincoln was to run as a Republican today, he'd be tarred and feathered. He'd be called a liberal, a loony, all kinds of stuff. The Republican
okay,
Party
here's the bottom line here.
Is not
let me put it this way, Brian. Let me put it this way, okay?
Okay.
The Liberal Party wants to make – so hold on. Hear me out. The Liberal Party wants to make race an issue. I am the kind of person that my party, my personal belief, if I ran my party, and I know there's Republicans believe the same way, I judge a man on his character, not his skin color. And I believe that any human being in today's world, irregardless of what happened in the past, you can become a better self-sufficient person because you are qualified and able to succeed at anything you try, and I will be there to help you. And your skin color does not matter to me.
I'm tired of hearing about skin color. I
want to
snap my fingers. That was profound. I mean, completely devoid of reason and logic and a knowledge of history. I mean, we don't just elect them. You know, I mean, it's absurd. I mean, I can't remember how many shows ago was it? Like 4 or 5 ago, you said when we were talking about voter fraud and about having an ID for voter registration, you said there's as many cases in the country today of voter fraud as there is of racism. And that has stuck with me this whole time. I think you're a great guy, Rodney. And I do not think you have an ill, you know, thought or objective or bone in your body. But I will say this. You are woefully ignorant on a lot of history. And to make America exceptional in your mind, you're trying to erase these things that have made us what we are.
No, I don't try and erase history. I don't try and erase history, Brian. I refuse to live in it. I wholeheartedly accept
what happens when you don't pay heed to history.
Because you used to beat your wife does not mean I'm going to tell you it's okay to continue doing it. Because there used to be slavery does not mean I'm going to condone it nowadays. Because there used to be racism does not mean I'm going to condone it nowadays. It is time for
us to ignore it, to act like it doesn't exist.
I'm not ignoring
simply
it.
Because
I'm just
you
not
aren't
make
racist.
It the funny point of my conversations.
No, but how
it's
can you,
how
this is Martin Luther King Day.
I never talk about race or class.
This is Martin Luther King Day. This is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have an honest discussion.
What was his
of
dream?
His dream?
Repeat it.
From
Repeat
what
it.
Speech? From
Repeat
the one
it.
that you've read? Or from
dream.
All of them? From the dream speech? I don't know. I don't have a computer. You know I don't have a computer in front of me. You do. Look it up. Someone in that car does. I have a dream that one day everyone will get along. That's cute. But Martin Luther King was far more radical than we give him credit for. Yeah, you're going to give that one spot because that's all Martin Luther King is that one piece of that one speech. And that's not the truth. You are almost like, I don't know why, you know, and you want to know who did this the worst? Piss me off, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton did it the worst. Hillary Clinton said, pretty much word for word, Martin Luther King gave some good speeches and he marched a lot. Ha, 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 ha. That was her answer. And I was just like, what the hell are you doing? I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to say the word feminize, but I can't think of a different word for it. But that's what we kind of do to in our history books. And to ethnic leaders. We kind of feminize them, Martin Luther King. We don't do it with Malcolm X because he's our example of bad, even though Malcolm X was a fantastic, amazing man, especially towards the end of his life. But Martin Luther King, to say that he did some marches and he gave some nice speeches, is to not really grasp the totality of what he did in America, or especially the South. I mean, just for a minute, Rodney, do me a favor. Just for a minute. Imagine you're my dad, okay, and I'm your young son, and we're walking down the street.
Oh, crap.
And a white woman walks towards us, and we have to break hands and get in single file, and me, as the young African-American, has to take my hat off and say, ma'am, you know, tell me that that doesn't have generations of influence. If you look at the history of any oppressed group, the minute that oppression is legally lifted, which you and I both know was years after any act of legislation happened, years later.
Brian.
It takes
Brian.
Generations to deal with the effects, with the tactics they use for assimilation, for the tactics they use to not get beat by the white man. I mean, I hate to say it. And it's easy for me because, you know, my family's only been here since World War II, you know? So maybe that's my problem.
Okay. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. 50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had just been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. That's the beginning of his speech. But the part that everybody remembers is,
yeah,
you know, I have a dream that my children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Their character, yes. How long did it take from the Emancipation Proclamation to that speech? How long?
Okay.
I'm just asking. I'm not trying to make a point. I'm just asking you.
100 years? 150 years? More time than it should have taken? What's your point? Can we not get there? Can we not get there?
Oh, we'll
I have
get
a
there
dream
too,
that one day down in Alabama with this vicious racist, with this governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls and sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and that all flesh shall see it together. Can we
yes.
not get there?
Fantastic.
Why do we have to keep going?
Amazing.
Who can...
And we're still dealing with the effects today. You can ignore it, and you can say we're not, and that America is not racist.
I'm not ignoring it.
Can...
I want to get there. I'm not going to focus on we're not there yet.
You
I'm
can't get there by
on,
ignoring
there.
The current trends. You can't get there by ignoring what's going on today. You can't.
The current trends are consistently being brought up by people like Obama.
What's being brought up by people like Obama? I'm sorry.
The trends of today are being used as a card against all people nowadays. It's people like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Obama, and the rest of the liberal agenda that keeps bringing up we're not there yet. And when in all reality, we could get there if they'd stop pushing them back down.
So if Obama gets on the radio tomorrow and says, we're there, everybody, we're there, it's gone? That's absurd. I mean, ignoring it, and I've already agreed.
That's not what I'm saying.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are race baiters. They've made fortunes off doing this. Every time something – I mean, and Al Sharpton has, I think, lied about and got people to lie.
But when is an African-American upstanding –
But Obama is not the same thing.
When is a great leader of this country that has earned his right to be called president like Obama – going to stand up and point out they're the problem, not us? When is he going to stand up and denounce what is happening?
Why does he have to do something we all already know? Do you think
because he is Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson?
Oh, so he needs
to clarify things for you on every ground, or just black people? Or can you say it for everybody?
Okay. Just
say it for the white people too.
Absurd.
I want to hear my esteemed president stand up and say what is right.
I will ask for the same thing the minute you ask for the same thing from white people, especially white governors in the South, or let's say white senators in the South. I mean, come on.
Did you want me to get you on the phone with Haley Barbour right now?
Really?
Did you want me to put you on the phone with Herman Cain?
I really don't want to.
Did you want me to put you on the phone with Alan West? How about we go ahead
Alan
and make
West?
A phone call, get new
yes,
Gingrich on the phone.
I've talked with Mr. Alan West, and Alan West is he's your idea of a good
Bobby
leader.
Bobby Jindal.
You're outside your mind. Bobby Jindal? Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So simply, this is the thing, because you ignore.
How about Ben Carson? How about Rodney Conover in Southern California?
Really? So just... Are you going to really name off to me every ethnic Republican? Is that what you're going
to
do?
Racism has existed before. The point is, we have to end it now. Racism is everywhere. It's not just for white people, okay?
No, but I hate to tell you this.
Irish people in New England, racism's existed. It's time to end it.
Okay.
And I can guarantee you that the leaders of my party want to see it ended. Not
totally,
to
I bet
on.
They do. No, no, not at all. Hey, how are those voting registration requirements being attached to anti-abortion bills in South Carolina? That's an example of your party. You look across the country. Every place that the GOP holds the House and the governorship, you guys are doing crazy stuff. You're doing Tea Party stuff. You're bowing to the most most crazy conservative aspect of your party. You know, and we've talked about this, men like Reagan, Nixon, these guys don't win primaries in today's Republican Party. That should tell you something.
Wait, actually, hold on. I want to go back to what you just said. So in states where we have a Republican-controlled legislature and a Republican governor, we're doing crazy-ass shit, like
left and right,
trying to stop.
I will make a list for
demand.
You tonight.
Trying to
stop by sticking a wand in a woman's vagina.
Child,
that's a good idea.
And you're going to attack
how about
that
a 4-inch?
ID.
I'd like to see you support a law that required men to get
late-term abortion and voter ID are the same thing, Brian. Is that what you're saying?
But you attached it onto the same bill in South Carolina. You should look it up. You didn't do voter registration straight. You attached it. Your party. I'm sorry. The GOP. The GOP-controlled House, signed by the GOP governor. Pass this through. And you want to talk about, it's ridiculous. Like, abortion is
and
just whether a baby dies or not.
You're going to tell me that a Christian person trying to stop abortion and that believes in two forms of picture ID of any kind is automatically, you're telling me that's racism.
What are two forms? Do you have two forms of picture ID? I don't.
I have one form of picture ID. Are you telling me that the governor of South Carolina is out to eradicate the African-American community? They're racist.
I'm saying that he's out there to
African-Americans.
No. Come on. Let's be honest
here. Stop him from voting.
Every African-American vote, you can limit in places like South Carolina and places like Florida, who's notorious for doing this. I mean, over a million African-American males whose names are similar to felons in other states in the state of Florida are just erased from the voting rolls.
Essentially,
okay?
You're saying that
you're
the
tell
governor
me that
of South Carolina
there
is,
a
racist who doesn't want black people to vote. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying it benefits
his
the party to
that's
have
his
black
goal?
People vote. I'm sorry.
Really?
You look at the
to have black people vote.
Yeah.
It
no,
benefits
it benefits
my party to
have African to have black
vote.
People not vote. No,
especially if they know they can vote for whoever they want and they don't have to be held down by a bad agenda.
Of course, you're going to say that. Yeah, bad agenda.
Of course I am.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
I still want to go back to your saying
you, yeah,
do, my party
I would give you credit
to vote.
If you just said, and you normally say this to me, hey, that's those guys. That's not us. And I'd buy that.
But it's
ridiculous.
This is a different subject. I will stand up for my party. Are you telling me that my party does not want African-Americans to vote?
I'm saying, and this is going to hurt your feelings, I'm saying on TV, on the radio, on the Internet, in the newspaper, sure, you want everyone to vote. But you have people who are into analytics and data. And when you're into those things, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, that minorities vote far more in favor of Democratic candidates than they do Republican ones. And, of course, there's always going to be an exception. There's always going to be a district where that tide is bucked. But on the average, minorities vote for the Democratic ticket, on average. And I will even agree with you that it is against their own self-interest, especially Latinos. Latinos have way more in common with the GOP than they do the Democratic Party. I have no clues. I do know why they don't vote Republican is because every time one of you guys run for president, he talks about, hey, you guys can just leave on your own. I won't kick you out. What was it? Voluntarily. Shoo, brown people. That's why. But whether they should or not, whether it's to their self-interest.
Wow.
And all of that, I agree with
like,
you.
Did you read, like, Chris Matthews' talking points before you jumped on the air?
No,
Brian?
No. And they don't ever offend me with talking points. I will. That's ridiculous.
Dude.
You know how much I hate talking points. I don't even watch
those
shows on purpose.
You're using them.
This is what I've learned from reading empirical facts and studying history.
Which elected
history
U.S.
that is not written.
Did U.S. Senator actually put out a comprehensive immigration reform bill?
Marco Rubio?
Oh, that'd be the Republican. Yeah, Marco Rubio.
Yeah, he's a Florida Cuban. All right? Florida Cubans are more powerful than
white people. Okay, so, yeah, so you
can't be mad because I understand Florida politics. No, he has to. If he wants to do anything above being senator, if he wants to even have a shot at the presidency, you know damn well as much as I do that he has to take the Latino vote.
So
that's just all there is to it.
My shot at the presidency as a minority is to admit that
I, as a Republican, want everybody
to have legal immigration.
Your shot
and have a
as
shot
a
at
minority
citizenship.
Candidate running as a Republican, you know what I'm talking about. Democrats have already elected an African-American. That's a moot argument you're trying to spin.
But a Republican.
I understand that. I do. I really do. Yeah. Doesn't change the fact that there's still racism in the United States, and turning a blind eye to it is not going to make it any better. It's not. You want to have an honest discussion about it? I'm all for it. You want
there's
to talk about affirmative action?
In the United States.
I don't think affirmative action is a good thing. I more believe in the equality of opportunity, not the equality of outcome. The equality of outcome says we did a shit job. Excuse my French. We did a horrible job, and now we're going to give you guys this to pat you on the head and patronize you. It's offensive. But the equality of opportunity is where we should be going.
Can you name the person who is the number one guy spearheading the fight against that?
You mean you're talking about
affirmative Ward
action
Connelly.
In law schools, right?
Yes.
Who? Ward
Connelly, African-American Republican. Yes, he's the one who started it. Prop 22.
He started the fight against affirmative action? He was the first one?
He sure did.
Okay.
He was the first one to take it public and start doing petitions to get him on the ballot to get us to vote for him.
Yeah.
Ward Connelly.
Yeah, it's a good. I mean, come on. You and I both work in campaigns. We both love this stuff. We love the hardball. We love the game of this. You're going to tell me straight to face that it wouldn't be a hugely superior tactical move for a conservative black person to come out in his or her community. Where was that? What district was that in? Just so I know. I don't know where Ward Conley's from.
First time I met him was 1994, Sacramento, California.
Sacramento, California. So you're telling me that it wouldn't be hugely beneficial for a black man to come out and attack affirmative action in Sacramento, which, you know, in certain areas is very diverse, but in others, not at all. My grandparents live there. I'm dark for some of those areas. But you're going to tell me it wouldn't be politically that if you and me weren't working on that campaign, we wouldn't be sitting in a back room just giving each other high fives about how brilliant we are. I mean, come on.
No, I'm telling you right now that every Republican I know wants every human being to succeed and be great and be good, and they can do it. And I am not
I think the problem is trying to hold them down. You interact with a lot of California Republicans. And I will tell you, California Republicans, whether they want to admit it, are a whole different breed than when you start moving east. It's just different. There are things that a Republican in the state of California can be for and can be against and can support that he could not or she could not do in a lot of other states outside of the Pacific and the Pacific Northwest. Now, if you want to ignore that, that's fine. It's a whole different ballgame in, let me see, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, you know, South Carolina,
okay,
even
here's
the
deal.
The heartland.
Here's the deal for you, Brian. Here's the deal for you,
Actually,
Brian.
I want you to
know,
do me a
you
favor.
Know, you know for a fact I ran for vice chairman of the California State Republican Party. You introduced me to a racist Republican, and I will tell him he's wrong to his face, and I will do it publicly no matter how important this person is and no matter how bad it hurts my career. Show me a Democrat who will do the same thing.
You don't run for office, Rodney. You know just as well as I
do
that you and me can be the boogeyman. The Democrats that will do the same
thing? I would ruin my political career for the right thing and tell any Republican they're wrong if they're racist. Find me one. I can find
you
racist Democrats.
You know just as well as I do, if you're good at what you do, if you're good at getting people elected, we get a whole lot more leeway than public officials do. So sure, you could say that, and if you keep getting W's, people are going to keep hiring you because they want to win. There's a difference between a campaign manager, a campaign strategist, a campaign consultant, and a candidate. There just is. We can do a whole lot more and say a whole lot more. But I'll give you credit because I will find you some racist Republicans, and no matter how hard you think it is, it's not going to be that hard. I just don't have a computer in front of me.
Okay, when you find them for me.
I'm going to give you a list for the next month. For the next show, I'll give you a list.
I'll work on finding you some racist Democrats.
Who's a racist Democrat? I'm curious. I'm not saying there's not racist Democrats. I'm just saying who are you talking about?
Would we rather see where we can compare? We can compare notes, or would you rather see it?
I just want to see if you're going to call Obama a racist Democrat. That's what I'm curious about. Are you going to call Obama a racist Democrat?
He is so racist. He is like the point man for racist. Give me a break.
You know what's funny?
The problem is,
Republicans know how to end racism. The Democrats don't know how to live on it. Really? Okay. I will not deny that there's not people who affiliate with the Democratic Party who don't benefit from it. I will totally give that to you. I will give that to you. We've already talked about that. You can't lump them all in together just because Obama's a black man, just because he has the integrity to make
a common understanding.
If there was a percentage.
I'll go 80-20 on my Republican Party. I'll go 80-20 on my side. What are you going to give me on a liberal
side? That are racist? Or
80% are not racist. 20% are. I'll go 80-20. Where are we at on the liberal side?
In California, sure. In California, maybe.
No. In California, I'll go 99-1.
Yeah,
nobody
probably
in California gives a
and
damn.
And anyone who
gay,
is racist would never
gay,
admit.
Black, drugs, doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit.
No.
I'm saying nationally, my Republican Party, I'll go 80-20. Where's the liberals?
No. If Republicans are 80-20, then I'll say liberals are. But see, I don't know what you mean. Are you mean racist towards black people? Just racist, period. You mean like, are you talking about the dude who maybe grew up in the South?
You
know, his father was in Jim Crow,
it.
And he's kind of iffy about white people? Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about, you know, white people hating black people? I'm curious. Because I hate to say this to you.
Well, you're going to get your ruffles. White people hating black people.
It's probably the same on both sides. I think that a lot of people don't understand that there's two types of racism. All right, you have your overt racism, which is calling someone the N-word, which is lighting a cross on someone's, you know, lawn.
Okay, so 80-20 both sides.
That's overt.
80-20 both sides. Next level of racism.
I think that technically, can I finish what I was saying?
Yeah.
No, never mind. Go ahead. What's the next level of racism?
You were going to say, you said there's overt and there's what?
Oh,
so
there's
we'll go
there's
on
covert.
Both sides for overt. Okay? Where are we at on covert?
That's bad. I mean, you just want do this. I want you to
my party sucks at messaging.
Nice...
We don't know covert. My party sucks at messaging, and
just,
we don't have a clue how to do
that's
covert.
Sociology.
Okay?
That's sociology. That has nothing to do with messaging. That has to do with studying our history is all it has to do with. Instead of ignoring it, you know, we study it.
Studying your history does not mean having to live in it 24/7.
No one's saying you have to live in it 24/7.
I want to see racism.
No one's asking for reparations. No one's asking for 40 acres and a mule. Okay, that's living in history. What we want to do, what I want to do, what it's important for those around me to understand is that the way we have gotten to today, which is not perfect, but it's light years from where it was even 50 years ago, okay? We got there by examining what we did, how we got there, being honest, okay? And over that period of time, we have made it politically incorrect, not even politically incorrect. We have made it a fault in our society as a whole to use the N-word. I bet there's people out there that think that word. They'd never say it out loud where people could hear them. You wouldn't do that, you know, unless you're in a place where that's acceptable. But we got to this point today where we have a lot of good things going for us, where a lot of things are changing, and not just for African Americans. I'm talking for Latinos. I'm talking for the biggest minority, women. We're getting better. That pay gap's getting better. But if we just forget, you know, the history, the oppression, the ridiculous laws, you know, bad behavior, and we just forget it, and we don't look for it in today. We don't look for it. And then we're just going to come to a place like you want to do and say, hey, it's done, awesome, we did it. That's so killer. When it's not true. When you have football players tweeting racist things, you have actors talking about anti-Semitic things. It's not done. It's just not. So.
Okay. Again, back to the beginning of the show. Show me where every time a white person or a black person has a crime committed against them, that there's a Republican jumping on TV making a race issue out of it versus simply denouncing violence.
How many times has that happened?
That's what I'm talking about.
Trayvon Martin was about race, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not. It was.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
If you know anything about race relations, you know brown and black like each other less than black and white.
Trayvon Martin was a racist. Trayvon Martin was a racial issue. Yes. A Hispanic guy from a neighborhood in Florida where I don't live shot a black guy, and somehow I, the white guy in California, am the
freaking
Republican.
No one's calling
bullshit.
You a racist, and no one's expecting
that's
you
everybody's
to pay
point.
The penalty for Zimmerman. All I'm asking for you to do is think about the situation and to honestly admit, like you just did, that it was a racist act, whether it was black on white or brown on black. It's still racist.
I never said it wasn't. Right? I wanted to know why Obama had to go on TV and make it my fault.
He didn't make it your fault. Did he look in the
TV and
say, you, Rodney Stanhope, you are a racist bastard because you live across the country?
Me, the white guy.
Where did he bring up the white man? I'm curious. Where did he say that? If Barack Obama talks about being a black man and then points a finger at the white man, that's going to cause earthquakes in the country. And it didn't because it never happened. All he did was bring up the fact that as President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief,
Brian,
if he was to have a
Brian,
son who lived in that neighborhood,
Brian,
he too could be Trayvon Martin. That's all it is.
He is the President. He is the President of the United States. He is the Commander-in-Chief of the greatest nation in this world. He can
Why
get
the
up there
nation?
On national
We're
TV.
We're probably
he can get up there.
Now.
We'll argue that next week. He can get up there and state unequivocally that violence is bad. He did not have to get up there and pander to BS about that could have been my kid. Okay?
It could have been his
denouncing
kid.
Violence is denouncing violence.
It
he
couldn't
made
have,
it about
Rodney, it couldn't
it
have been your kid
black.
And it couldn't have been my kid. Okay? So let's just come to
actually,
terms with
he was,
that. He made
actually,
it about black because it had to do with being black.
Brian,
oh,
yes,
no,
he could
that's
have been
not
my kid.
Playing the race card. That is just being, you know, he's a black man.
Okay, so white people don't sleep with black people, so a black child can't be anybody that belongs to a white guy.
You know damn well that in the United States of America, if you're half black,
why can't
black.
You get up there and send
it's not like that in anywhere else in the world. You can go to South Africa, and they're South African. I don't know why it's like that, Rodney. I can't change the pulse of the country. I'm trying to by talking about it right now with you. This is all I can do. I don't have money, and I don't have political clout. I can't snap my fingers. I don't have a TV station. This is all I can do, all right? So telling me I need to do more is absurd. But it's also absurd to not realize that he's a black man. This was a black kid. It could be his kid. That's all he said. He didn't say every white person who doesn't convict Zimmerman is racist.
I got disconnected.
Oh, you got disconnected?
So. No.
Oh, okay.
No, the problem is, Brian, is you can't just get up there and denounce violence. He had to denounce violence and make it a racial issue.
Because it still needs to be talked about. Think about how that felt.
Why?
To a lot
no,
of young black men in this
Why
country
Why
right
does
now.
It have to be talked about? Why does it have
Why?
To be the topic of conversation as opposed to violence
because
is wrong?
We still
violence
live in a country.
Is wrong.
Okay.
Why can't that be the narrative?
The viewpoint you're telling me right now, I remember this from being in college. It was the same guys, always white, I don't know if they're heterosexual or not, but, you know, we do have the most privilege. But they're white dudes.
Why you got to keep talking heterosexual?
And hold on. Because we are the dominant. White heterosexual men are the most powerful men in the world, period. We have the most privilege. You can deny it if you want to.
And FYI, oh, yeah. By the way, Obama was raised by his white grandparents. Just, you know,
it doesn't matter. Oh, my goodness. I'm not saying that there's a difference in acting white or acting black. I'm saying in this country, if your skin is dark, you're black. You're not white. No one looked at Obama before they knew who he was and goes, but there's a lot of white in that guy. They don't. That's just, I don't know why it's that way, but it is. Is it better than it used to be?
So we should just accept it? We should just accept it?
No.
Make that the
We're
narrative.
Not accepting it
don't
by talking
talk
about it right now.
Don't talk about violence. We're going to talk about he's black.
Think about, okay, for a second, I want you to do something that I know is incredibly difficult for you. I want you to put yourself in someone else's shoes. I want you to think about being a young black man, you say 17. Say you play football. You're a little muscular, you know. Say you wear a beanie. In some areas of this country, you are going to be treated a certain way. And you can deny that if you want to, but it is fact. I have seen it. I know guys who, you know, we don't use the word, well, here's a good one, thug. Okay?
Okay,
and
wait. Brian, do I get to do it?
Thug
do
is
do
a
it?
Word we use for young black people.
Do I
it's
get
not
to do
a
it?
Word we
use. I want to put my shoes.
Just because you don't do it doesn't mean it doesn't
shoes.
Exist.
I want to put okay. myself in the shoes of a 17-year-old African-American named Frederick Douglass Republican. And my mother never taught me that I can't be a better human being. My mother never taught me that I can't be educated. My mother never taught me that I am less than a white man. My mother never taught me that I cannot be the guy who was a confidant to six different presidents, Republican and Democrat. It had nothing to do with my mother never
America
taught me.
Saying Trayvon
my
Martin
mother never taught
my
me that I can't
absurd.
Succeed.
Really?
My mother never
is
taught
that
me. I have a 17-year-old black man born a racist who was the consultant to six different presidents, Republican and Democrat, because my mother never taught me I can't do it. There you go, Brian. I don't mind putting
so
myself in someone else's shoes.
Is that Obama? Okay. No, you are hilarious. I mean, I should have known. I should have known when I said a 17-year-old black man that you would go to where you went, Frederick Douglass. I should have known that. Or George Washington Carver, you know, because in your mind, the African-American community is buying these lies that you are not good enough, you know, you need the government to do it for you. It's the same garbage that guys like Herman Cain are flying all around. That entitlement programs are just
actually,
another
to,
form of
Brian,
slavery.
We
it's a ridiculous
somebody from
statement.
Hawaii. Somebody from Hawaii calling into our show. Caller, are you there? Do we have, I'm betting, a Warren Zara? We have a caller.
Wait, from Hawaii?
Hawaii area code. From Hawaii.
That's my sister and her boyfriend, probably.
808 area code.
Man, listen to this. So I'm the craziest liberal you ever met, and my sister has this total right-wing boyfriend. It's hilarious. When I found out about it, I had to Facebook her. I had to talk to him. I wanted to see what side of your party he plays on. That was a joke, by the way.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, it wasn't really a joke. I did want to talk to him, but yeah. You know, Rodney, I think the problem here is you feel like right now that this is your chance to reach out to the African-American vote. And I get why you're doing that, because you work on campaigns right now. I don't. I'm talking about, just honestly, America is not the greatest, you know, thing since sliced bread. We have our problems. We make our mistakes. Okay? We do great things and we do horrible things, just like any other country. Okay? But I think the problem I have is a lot of other countries, especially in Europe, have thousands of years of history. They've been doing it for a long time. And we're still in our infancy. And we don't want to think that something that, I mean, really, you know, was not that long ago. You know? And the horrible atrocities that took place in places like Mississippi. I mean, have you seen Mississippi burning before? Have you read it? It's horrible. I wasn't alive for that, so I have to get my things from books and from letters and from FBI reports. You know, you had police officers as members of the Klan. Is that going on today? I don't know. But it did in our history, and we have to think about it. And we have to try to the best of our ability so it doesn't happen again.
Brian,
that's it. That's what I'm talking about.
You keep saying you have to think about it. I don't have to think about it to tell
you. I know
you
don't. It's
easier
to ignore it.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not ignoring it. I don't have to think about it happened or think about the implications of it to tell you it was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. End of story. There's no thinking. There's no indecision on my part. It was wrong. Now, with that said, let's move on and fix it now.
Okay, but what do we have to do now?
On it and act
no,
like
I
want to
talk about it. I want to talk about
it. Okay,
you want to fix it?
You want to fix it now?
I want what Obama did. I thought the way Obama...
Judge every
I thought
man on his character, not his skin color, Brian. Done. Finished.
Okay.
We fixed it. That's it.
Well, you know what's funny?
Judge every human being on their... On
you're
their
right.
character, not their skin color.
You're right. Because if you ask a lot of my friends, my personal friends, they will tell you that I am completely scared of white people. You guys freak me out. And I look in the mirror and I see a white person. And I'm like, oh, no. It's scary to me. This is ridiculous. If we can't look at what's going on today and say, look, we've made great strides here. We've made great strides here. How do we do that?
What are
How
you
do we make those
about?
Great strides?
You see a white person and you're afraid of them. Where
that
does
was a
that
joke.
Go?
I make jokes, dude. I make jokes. I'm a white dude. I got blonde hair and blue eyes. It's a joke. Get a sense of humor.
Okay, so you're an Aryan. I don't care. You're wrong?
No, I'm not
Move
an
on.
Aryan. The Aryans are from India, smart guy.
Bottom line is,
okay.
It happened. It's wrong. Judge everyone on their character, not their skin color. Let's move on.
No, that does not mean that we have to ignore things that happen today. I'm sorry.
What happened today? You
want
to not ignore things that happened 50 years ago or 100 years ago and keep talking about it. I'm saying I judge you on your character, not your skin color. End of subject.
It was here. My sister's listening.
I never denied.
Hold on.
I never denied what happened 200 years ago.
A decade ago, 10 years ago probably, when right around the time my sister was in high school, in Brentwood, California, okay? Brentwood, for those of you who don't know, this is Southern California Brentwood, where Arnold Schwarzenegger lives. This is Northern California Brentwood. It's kind of stuck in the middle of two agricultural centers. There was kids hanging nooses at the school, and this is only 10 years ago, okay? We have not fix this problem, nor will we fix this problem by not talking about it. That's all I'm saying.
Brian, I got news for you, okay?
Yeah, let's hear
it. It happened yesterday, it happened last week, it happened 2 months ago, it happened 50 years ago, and it happened 150 years ago. Does it have to happen tomorrow?
No, it doesn't
does
have
it
to happen
have
tomorrow.
To
but
happen
if it
tomorrow?
Does, we should talk about it. That's all I'm saying.
If it does, I will be the first one to denounce it. And it won't be because it was an African American or a white guy or a Latino involved in it. It is because violence is wrong, period. Judge a man on his character, not on his skin color. If it happens tomorrow, I'll be back on the radio with you and tell him it's wrong. I'm going on this. It happened before. Let's not let it happen again.
That was awesome.
Period.
And minorities listening, please register for the Republican Party. Thank you.
There you go.
Yes. Love the talking points. Ridiculous.
Let it not happen. Let it not happen again.
You know what's funny is I've never met someone who I want to kick in the shins and then have a beer with as much as I'm yourself. Like, I just want to, like, hold your head underwater a little bit just till you start to struggle and just be like, wake up, Rodney. You're a good guy. You know, but you're peddling a load of, you know, horse dung. I mean, come on. You're smarter than that. You're the kind of guy right now, the argument you're making, not you, what I really think about you, because I don't think that there's a racist bone in your body. I've never heard anything like that. I don't think you're racist. I believe everything you say from what I know of you, right? But you're the same kind of guy in college who says, why is there no, you know, Anglo-Saxon studies class, or why is there no Anglo-Saxon student union? And then some leftist, you know, weirdo kid in the beanie like myself in college has to be like, that's called history. Okay. I know. I
didn't go to college.
But those of us who do, there's always a guy there. There's always that dude in women's studies who just takes women's studies to be a jerk.
So,
all right?
So
you're
going to stick with the narrative that, yes, it happened in the past. Let's not fix it for the future.
I'm
going to
stick with
the
narrative that it happens every day.
I would love to have a caller.
Racism is not gone. It is not gone.
Do we have a caller online that has witnessed racism yesterday? I need one, please. I want somebody who saw it last week. Let's talk about something that happened last month.
I know.
Let's talk about 20 years ago.
I know someone we both know.
Let's talk about
I know someone we both know.
Let's continue talking about it. Let's
okay.
go round and
I know
round
someone
and round
we
round
both know,
Rodney,
and I hope he calls in right now. Okay? I hope he does.
True, my cousin?
He knows who he is. No? My cousin. Oh, that was a good one.
Thanks.
Oh, talk about a strange bird there. You know, nothing gets my train of thought off seriousness like saying Mike Hudson out loud.
Hey, I know your weak points.
You know who I'm talking about, and he'll tell you too, because he tells me, and it blows his mind because it's crazy. Because a lot of people buy that stuff you're selling right now, that there is no racism. Let's just move on until you see it, you know, for yourself in all its glory. It's, you know, sorry. You live in California, dude. You just came from San Diego.
In my mind, there is no racism tomorrow if we don't allow it. In your mind, there was racism yesterday. Let's discuss it.
Okay. So, all right. Let's talk about something else, because this is going nowhere. We're just beating the ball against the wall. Let's talk about
2016. Who's running for president?
I think a lot of people are going to run for president. You mean who's going to be nominees? I have a question for you. As a Republican, you probably know this better than I do. Or you know, hanging out with more Republicans than you do Democrats. Do you think Sarah Palin has the star power today to be influential in 2016? Or do you think her star power is diminished?
I think she makes a great cheerleader for the people. I don't think she's actually a leading contender for...
Because I always felt like in 2012, I kind of felt like at the beginning that there was like kind of like this air, like, I don't want to say I want to run for president because Sarah Palin might, you know, and then I'm going to get out of the race. But I don't feel that anymore. I think that there's definitely some brighter stars, and rightfully so, than Sarah Palin.
Okay.
So,
well,
on your side? On your side?
Ted Cruz?
Yes,
Rand
of course.
Paul? Chris Christie?
Yes.
Jeb
yes.
Bush? Marco Rubio? Paul Ryan?
Do you think that,
Newt Gingrich?
Wait, hold
Rick
on.
Perry.
Hold on. So we can talk about these. Hold on. Do you think...
Okay, you want to start?
I don't think Chris Christie's out of it by any means, but I definitely think he's taken a hit from whether he even had anything to do with it. You know just as well as I do, your name just has to be mentioned in the sentence. Like there's this new woman from Hoboken, the mayor, you know, saying that, oh, they said something to me in a parking lot. It's like, am I really going to believe you just because you're a liberal fetch? You know, like, I don't know. Like the police, the people I know in politics who have the power to be vindictive are really good at it. And they're not going to walk up to people in a parking lot and be like, you better do this.
Hey, it looks like we have a caller on the line, too, Brian. Do we have a caller in?
Hello?
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 Who's
what?
How you doing?
Who is this?
How you doing, caller? Who's this?
Me?
Yeah, you're on the radio. You hit one, Chelsea.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm listening to you, though.
Well, thank you for your support, honey. Love you.
Awesome. You're awesome.
Okay, hang up now. Yeah, hang up now.
All right.
That was embarrassing. That's my sister. My little sister.
That's not embarrassing.
No, I think that I don't think Chris Christie has been hurt within his own party, but I do think the idea of Chris Christie as this guy who is better than the parties is diminishing a little bit. I don't think that knocks him out of the race by any means. because I've watched video of that guy campaigning. He's a beast.
I don't think it diminishes them at all. I think Republicans need to realize whoever announces themselves as a candidate for president is going to get trashed from the second he announces instantly. Live with it.
Well, so whether you're a Republican or Democrat, it's going to happen.
So,
I mean, that's what we do as other sides of the fence. People like you get paid to do that, to just tear down the other side. You know that just as well as I do. Doesn't make it right, but it is the system we have. I mean,
okay,
we got
MSNBC on. We got the 808 area code and the 831, both unmuted. Caller, are you there? Do we have a caller
hit
on
one again, Chelsea?
No, it's not Chelsea.
No, no one wants to talk to us.
Do we have,
I mean, I guess.
Do we have 808? Oh, okay, 808 was your sister. Who's 831 Eric from Hawaii?
I have no clue who that is.
831, unmuted.
All right. Let's talk if they want to.
We have the 831 area code unmuted. Is that Mr. Cox?
Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Cox? Who is this?
No, this is Brian.
No, we have a caller on.
Oh. Hello there, caller. You called us. We did not call you. All right, back to the people. I don't want to sit here dead air.
If you get
you
get unmuted because you hit one, just say something
just hit
and
one
say
again.
Hello.
Yeah.
Say hello.
So your order is Ted Cruz. Is this an order or just a of popularity or probability, or is it just a list period?
Just a list period.
Okay.
No
so
order.
You got Ted Cruz, Rand Paul.
Ted Cruz, Rand Paul.
Chris Christie. Next one. Go right on to the next one. Jeb. I agree with that. Go to the next one.
Marco Rubio.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Paul Ryan.
Of course.
Newt Gingrich.
Can I say something about this? My father-in-law loves Newt Gingrich, and I've had the pleasure of reading a lot of stuff about Newt Gingrich, and I will tell you, I had a lot more respect for Newt Gingrich before 2012, because he used to be the kind of guy, in my opinion, from what I saw. I can only judge from what I see. My perception is my reality. He seemed to be the kind of guy who just told you how it was, not necessarily what you wanted to hear. You know, he would tell you how he thought it was. And I felt in 2012 that he kind of backed off that. And I felt that he felt pressure from the more conservative wing of your party to hold certain beliefs. And I lost a little bit of respect for him. I kind of liked him beforehand. I mean, I didn't like all his ideas. But I respect anyone who just is honest about how they feel. You know, whether you
I can tell you as a personal friend of Newt's, I can tell you as a personal friend of Newt's, if he runs, he's the real Newt. And he's the real deal. And he's not caving in to the party establishment. And being
but can you erase all
should.
The clips in 2012? I mean, everything that he comes out with and says how he really feels, I can just play him a clip from 2012 where he says the complete opposite probably. You know, that's going to hurt him. That is.
The bottom line, our party has a serious issue, we've discussed it before, with messaging. Newt Gingrich is the greatest modern debater, and he can hold his own against any attack that they can bring at him.
Very smart man. I mean, the fact that the Republican Party has the power it has today is, in my opinion, solely because of Newt Gingrich. What he did when C-SPAN first started and he realized that his speeches could be on television, he was a firebrand. Oh, boy. Those speeches were amazing. Amazing. Whoever's on the phone, mute yourself. I think that's my sister again. Oh, my goodness. But, no, Gingrich changed things. Now, whether you think it's for the better, I mean, I look at it, you know, I look at these things from a campaign point of view. I respect, you know, wealth jobs. Like, you know, one of my heroes is the Boogeyman. Do you know who the Boogeyman is? I think you do. They called him the Boogeyman. It was like the 80s. He did the Willie Horton's ad. I love that guy. I love him because he won, and he did what it took to win. I respect that. Now, people outside
there's a difference between
nitty-gritty.
There's a difference between doing what it takes to win and being the real you. Newt Gingrich is the real him.
No. You're talking about. Talking about a campaign worker, not a candidate. I agree with you. But as a campaign candidate, as a consultant, as someone who advises others, doing what it takes to win is pretty awesome, especially when you can just keep building up W's. God, what's his name right now? I can't remember his name. I want to say something Daniels. Why am I blanking on this? But I love that guy. I can't remember what book I read about him, but he was fantastic. He did the Willie Horton ad.
God, keep saying 831 area code is unmuted.
Mute them again. Just mute them again. Doesn't matter. They don't want to talk.
Okay.
Who's next? Rick Perry? Empty seat. Next.
Nikki Haley.
Who?
Nikki Haley.
That's interesting to me. That's an interesting one to me. It really is. I think
she's the hottest one I've named so far.
She's what?
She's the hottest one I've named so far.
You said the hottest one as in physical appearance?
Yeah.
You misogynist. Of course you say that to the first woman candidate. That's horrible. You know, we should be, like you said, judging people on their character and the things they do, not whether they have breasts
she
or
has
not.
Amazing
That's
character.
Ridiculous.
She is so straightforward. I love her.
She's
is
very
so
charismatic.
Straightforward.
I'll give you that.
She is, yeah.
Very charismatic.
Rick Santorum.
Never going to happen. I want
what?
Everyone out there to Google Santorum. Google it. Google his name and find out what's the first thing that pops up. That's why he'll never be president.
Family
Do you know
values.
What Santorum is slang for? Do you know what it's slang for?
Family values.
I'll have to tell you
Family
off
values.
The air. It is not going to happen. Sorry.
Daryl Issa.
What's that?
Daryl Issa.
Issa? He's no, I don't
yep.
know. You know, with Issa, I don't think that someone. Yes, honey. Or hold on one second. I don't know, babe. I don't think someone who can't be governor of California can be president of the United States. That's all I have to say about
he
that.
He never ran for governor.
I know, and he never would because he'd never win.
No, he gave us $1 million for the recall of Gray Davis. He never ran for governor.
No, I know he
Sarah Palin.
I'm just saying. That's
he
interesting.
Should be governor
I mean,
of California.
I think. Who? Issa?
Issa. Yeah.
Yeah, I no.
Okay,
I don't
Sarah
think
Palin.
That. That's wishful thinking. Sarah Palin's definitely raised money. There's no question about that. She's got star power. She's got the ability to raise some buku bucks. But I don't think that she could hold water with Newt Gingrich, and I don't think you do either. I think if Newt Gingrich
is on that stage. I'll tell you, I've been talking with my team this weekend, and actually one thing that really drives me crazy is the left massacred her all over YouTube and all over videos of her, quote-unquote, being a dumb blonde and an idiot and saying stupid stuff. Every single
totally
clip of her saying...
It was horrible.
Every single
She's
clip
an idiot,
of her saying
but it was
something,
horrible
no,
that they picked on
no,
her.
No, Brian. Every
Seriously,
single
Ronnie,
clip of her saying something...
Let me ask you a question.
Brian,
what newspaper
Brian
you
hear
read?
Me out.
How, is that
Brian,
a gotcha question? What newspaper
well, Brian,
you read?
No. Every clip of her saying something stupid was Tina Fey from Saturday Night Live. Not Sarah Palin.
No, it was not. I'm sorry.
My biggest
maybe
problem.
Maybe to
biggest
a lot
problem
of Americans,
is,
they're ignorant. Maybe, but to
my
to
biggest
people,
problem is she should have done her. She done should have done a commercial about I'm the real Sarah Palin.
Should have done her
and
homework.
Played all the Tina Fey clips.
Oh yeah, so she could have totally played off that way better than she did, but
yeah.
she didn't.
Michelle,
but that doesn't change
Michelle
the fact
Bachman.
That she's an empty seat. Michelle Bachman. You know, I know what I call her. Mm-hmm. I call Michelle Bachman. I have a nickname for her: Crazy Eyes. Just stare into those
Bubbles?
Eyes. They're hypnotic. They're crazy. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Scott,
I mean, I'm not saying she won't run. I don't know. You know, I think that I don't know enough of Scott Walker. I know that Scott Walker is good friends with the Koch brothers, so he would have plenty of money rolling in. I don't know how he would hold up against heavyweights like Gingrich. I think Gingrich is a heavyweight. Just because he's not president and is never, you know, might not ever be president, doesn't change the fact that he's a heavyweight. I mean, that guy doesn't play. I wouldn't want to go on stage with him unprepared. That's all I'm saying. Whether you like what he believes in, he's good at what he does. He's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if he's in the race, it's going to be a lot harder for the Scott Walkers and the Michelle Bachmans. And especially the Santorums, the people who are really where they are simply on family values. You know, that's it. The only reason we even talk about Santorum is family values.
You got the guy that got collective bargaining through in a liberal state. So, Ben Carson.
What is that, Scott Walker?
Yeah, Scott Walker. Collective bargaining down in Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, just for state employees. Yeah, not for everybody. But yeah, sure, he did that. That's for the betterment of the people, I think. You know, people shouldn't have the ability to collectively bargain, because if we can collectively bargain, we will take power away from those who have it. You know, as a whole, you know this. As a whole, we are much more powerful than just alone. So, yeah, that's a good thing. I don't necessarily think it's a good thing, but sure, who's next?
Ben Carson.
Who?
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. Is Ben Carson the Truth Revolt guy? Is he the younger guy? Which one am I talking about? What's his name? It's Ben, too.
He's the brain surgeon.
A brain surgeon. Okay.
He's the African-American.
What's his experience? Okay. What's his experience with legislative? Like anything? The city councilman? Anything?
That's,
or is he just
thing.
A brain surgeon?
No.
Okay.
No,
I know that some people like that idea. They want someone who's not. Yeah, they want someone inexperienced. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing. If you have someone inexperienced in office,
when it comes to experience and the ability to communicate a message to the American people, the Republican Party have two lightning rod commanders of the ability to debate and get a message across. With experience,
True.
Newt Gingrich. With no experience, Ben Carson.
See, I don't know Ben Carson. I'll have to look him up. I won't pass opinion on that. Who's next? Is there anyone else? Because that's a big field. That's a really big field. And there's probably 5 or 10 people that we're not even thinking about. What's that?
Well, you got the Jeb Bush, Rand Paul.
You know, I think honestly, Ted Cruz could never win a general election, in my opinion. He could win your nomination, definitely. Your party's just that brand of crazy. But he could never win a general election. No. No way. That guy couldn't even buy an NFL team, let alone Chuck Norris. All right, let's go to the other side. Carl Rove would never do that.
Other side? Okay.
What?
Hillary Clinton.
Because you've run out of room. You know, I mean, that is what everyone's saying. My concern, you know, is, you know, I can't remember what year the poll came out, but it was towards the end of Bill's presidency. And people were batting around the idea, like, would you vote for Hillary Clinton for president? This is before she ran for Senate. This is just based off her being first lady. Something like 46% of the population. And this was bipartisan. It wasn't one way or the other. 46% of the population said they would not vote for her under any circumstance.
What difference does that make?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not saying that's going to prevent her from running. I'm saying personally, if someone is going to be like, hey, Brian, are you going to support Hillary? I'd be like, I don't know about that. You know, I don't like some of the things she's done. The other thing that I would question is Hillary Clinton has the ability really to go out as one of the most popular Secretary of States since we started keeping a poll on it. Okay, I can't remember when that was. And I'm not saying she's the most popular. I'm saying she's one of them. And I would just think that in politics, I think you'll agree with me on this, you're judged by what you do last, not what you do best. You know, and I think if she runs for president again and loses, I don't know. If I was her friend, I would be like, don't do it, Hill. You're one of the most popular Secretary of States ever. You know, you can sit in the shadows and be incredibly influential. You know, don't do that again.
Okay, well, here's your next one, because it's a BFD, Joe Biden.
No way. I don't see it. You know as well as I do.
It's a BFD, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, most vice presidents are vice president for a reason. That's it.
Okay, John Kerry.
No. No.
Nancy
you can't,
Pelosi.
You can't. No way. You're crazy. Never
okay,
would
what about Jay
sport.
Carney? What about Jay Carney? That man can answer anything.
I don't know. I think Andrew Cuomo is going to be a top dog. He's the governor
Oprah
of New
Winfrey.
York. I'd like to see anybody beat Oprah. should be giving away gifts in our audience. Would that be a campaign violation?
Okay. I'm going to give you one.
Andrew Cuomo. Hold on. Let me finish this. Andrew Cuomo, if you look at what he's doing right now, he, in the state of New York, is really pushing himself towards the middle. He's really trying to eke out that middle and not just be some crazy liberal from New York. So I think that he might be thinking about it. And I think that the Cuomo name is very well known. Whether it has a lot of, you know, positive, negative connotation, I think it depends on where you live. But I definitely think he can raise money, you know. So,
okay.
Who else?
Jerry Brown.
No way. Moonbeam? Crazy. Moonbeam couldn't beat Bill, couldn't he? Didn't Moonbeam run against Bill?
No, he didn't run against Bill. He was in the Democrat primary. He never made it through.
Yeah, so he ran against Bill. Yeah, but you're running against each other. You know what I mean. He was in the same election year.
Okay.
You know who I'd be really interested in? The governor of Montana. I don't know how you say his last name. Sweatser? Brian Sweatser? I could be just totally butchering his last name. If anyone
Sweatser
knows it.
Straight
Montana. Montana. Yeah. He's the governor of Montana.
Okay.
Yep.
Herman Cain.
I think he's like the first Democratic governor of Montana in some time, too. And you're talking about a Democrat who gets an A-plus rating from the NRA. He's not your run-of-the-mill Democrat, you know. So I think he could be pretty tough. I don't think that he could raise as much money as a Cuomo or a Clinton. I'd like to see him do it.
Here's the problem, Brian. So far, you've added two names to my list, okay? So if we add in Montana – no, hold on. If we add in Montana and Cuomo, you guys have Clinton, Jerry Brown, Oprah Winfrey, Jay Carney, Nancy Pelosi, Bill Maher, John Stewart, John Kerry, and Joe Biden. We have a list a mile long of candidates that are going to –
that doesn't
mean
they're good candidates, and you know that.
Guy.
I know, and they're going to beat it out. Hey, look, listen, everybody. Everybody in your car, Rodney, with you, everybody listening. If you were to ask me to put my money on who wins, no matter what the name is, just Republican or Democrat, I have to go with history. I mean, how many times have a party held two terms and then gotten a third? Twice? What are the two most popular presidents ever, Roosevelt and Reagan? I mean, besides that, it's just unheard of. Because after 8 years, you start to get
sick. So you're admitting Republican victory.
I'm not saying it's for sure, but if I had to put money on it, I would probably put – you know, it's – a lot
I'll,
of good
I'll go
gambling.
With you.
I don't gamble. I try to make educated guesses and then put money on it. I'm saying right now, the way things are, and you have to understand that the Democrats are just like the Republicans were when Bush was in office. You're a little more mum than the party that doesn't have power. Those guys are going to start running like crazy way early. But you don't want to offend the sitting president. You don't want to, like, make it look bad. I just don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
How about
and you know just as well as I do, there's still a couple years. I mean, someone that we've never even heard of, whether it's Republican or Democrat, could give some kick-ass speech at a national convention.
It's okay to smoke pot. My friend Jeff Stevens would love it.
I think smoking pot
a conservative that says it's okay to smoke pot.
Conservative? I think I love Huntsman. Don't even get me started on Huntsman. I would have voted for Huntsman. Huntsman, in my opinion, is the kind of guy who tries to make the right decision, not the popular one. Of course, there's no way he's making it through your primary or the Democratic side. And there's no way that an independent can really be competitive unless you've got millions of dollars to throw at it. I love John Huntsman. I think John Huntsman is a statesman. Yeah, don't even get me started on John Huntsman. I'm a fanboy of John Huntsman. But he's not going to run again. You know, in the primaries, for those of you who don't know, in the presidential primaries, on the Republican side, the most conservative members are the most active. Those are how you win a primary. On the Democratic side, the most liberal people are who are the active people. And they go out and vote in primaries and caucuses, okay? And then in the general election, you have both sides trying to fight their way toward the center. And hopefully people will forget what they said 3 months ago. And they usually do. I don't think a man like John Huntsman, I don't think a man like Newt Gingrich. I think he's great. I would be, if he was Newt the way I've heard, the things I've read and seen, and, you know, you have some no-name that I don't like on the Democratic, I'm not opposed to voting Republican. I'm opposed to your platform over, you know, since I could vote. Let's just say that. There was it 94? I really liked. I liked Lamar Alexander. I like Lamar. I do. And I've liked Republicans, and you know that I've liked Republicans since then. I just have never been given the opportunity to vote for any of them.
Brian, we got to take it off topic here, non-politics. My wife's posting on Facebook, what does it say that my husband has Wonder Woman on DVR, and her friends are giving me a ration of, you know what, come on now.
What's wrong with having Wonder Woman?
I've recorded
like
Wonder
guys
Woman.
Only?
It's a cool...
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah,
are we only
cool
allowed
show.
To, like, male superheroes? There are some good female superheroes. Oh, yeah, that's
Wonder
that's,
Woman,
you know
one
what
of
it
them?
Is. It's because she's... You know, she's got a nice outfit on, and we're men, and we're supposed to be stereotypical. And it couldn't be at all that we actually like superheroes, regardless of their gender. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I mean, I don't have Wonder Woman. It's a little before my time. But, no, I don't think that's necessarily a... Yeah, yeah, you are. You're probably old as my mom is. What are you talking about? How old are you, Rodney?
Oh, that's hard. Yeah, well, you know. So, no,
you
Wonder
can't
Woman
help
rocks.
When you were born.
I wish they'd bring back Bionic Woman and $60 Man, but, you know, I like the old stuff.
I would like to see some of the old stuff brought back, but every time they do it, it's so cheesy. I don't know why. But they are bringing Wonder Woman back, I believe. I believe Wonder Woman is actually
coming back. No, it's on every Saturday.
Oh, it is on now? Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on every Saturday. Right. Yeah.
The old one or the new one?
That is the old one.
Have you seen Arrow? Have you seen Arrow?
Yes.
No, there's a new one coming out.
Time.
I really dig Arrow. And
Arrow
a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people don't know. That's what? Green Lantern? That's Green Lantern, right? Not Green Lantern. The Green Arrow. And
Green Arrow. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool the way they've done it. Like they've.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they've dressed it down a little
interest.
Bit.
Person of
What's
interest.
What's that?
The show that the computer that watches everything and hears everything.
Oh, like Eagle Eye?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically they have...
oh, that's the new one, isn't it? Isn't
tell?
It in some guy's head or something? No, that's intelligence.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's intelligence.
Yeah.
Which I watched that one, too. Which the fact that the computer can tell us something bad's going to happen. The government wants to use it just for finding terrorists, but this group is using it for...
Did you see the South Park when Cartman infiltrated the NSA?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to watch it.
Cartman,
I don't want to give
Cartman
it away.
Cartman infiltrated the NSA?
Yeah, because he wants to see what files they have on him. So then he finds out the secret way that the NSA, because, like, they're saying, oh, Eric Cartman, he's not important. And he's like, yes, he is. He's a terrorist mastermind. And they're like, well, we have a way of figuring out who's going to do a bad thing and who's going to do a not bad thing. You know, we have a way, and just Cartman's not going to do it. I don't want to tell you what the little secret is, but it's hilarious. Just think about it. Who in the world knows who's naughty and nice?
Santa Claus.
There you go. All right, just watch it. It's pretty funny. But, you know, I don't really watch a lot of sitcom stuff, at least stuff that's not on the, you know, like HBO or Showtime. I don't really get into them. I got into Arrow when it got on Netflix. Most of the things I get into is once it gets on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Like, I really liked, what do you call it? The one with the railroad, something hell, mad as hell or something. It was about the building of the Union Pacific Railroad. And
hey, what about
hell
the
on
new
wheels.
Version of 24?
Hell on Wheels, good show. There's a new version of
the Blacklist. The Blacklist, dude. It
I don't think that's
like
a new version
24
of 24.
Rocks.
No, it's good.
Like
I'll definitely,
rocks.
I think, I think James Spader's killing it, and I think he's so good in that show. And I have watched. Have you watched Almost Human? Almost Human.
Yes.
I dig that show.
All the time.
I dig that show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
See, we do have commonality, Brian.
No, see, I told you. I don't want to beat you up. I just want to kick you in the shin a little bit every once in a while.
The race car's not one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what's funny? Do you want to hear something really funny? I was in a politics of difference class. I know that sounds just totally liberal. It's it's the politics of different classes and ethnicities and stuff like that. You learn about things like assimilation and stuff like that. But I made this comment one day, and I didn't think it was racist. And I wasn't in any way trying to be racist. And like I said, if you know me, you know, I'm more afraid of white people than I am anyone else. But I made the comment that we were talking about stereotypes with athletics, all right? Now, you're going to love this. So here I am, this little mouthy white kid, all right? And I raise my hand and I go, you know, do you think that, you know, a lot of people want to ignore. They want to say, oh, you know, African-American athletes don't dominate all sports, and they don't. But, you know, there's certain sports they appear percentage-wise on the court at any given time to be more dominant than. I made the comment, do you think slavery had anything to do with this? And my instructor, who was a grad student, was like, what do you mean slavery? And I was like, well, you know, I'm not saying this is, you know, done every time, but we know that there were, you know, slave owners who bred human beings like they were dogs. And I don't mean that to be offensive. I'm just using that as an analogy. You know, we took the stronger people and put them together, and we took the more, you know, people, the male and female with better stamina, and they put them together, and then they'd sell their offspring and say, hey, they're the offspring of this person, give me $100 more. I was like, do you think that had anything to do with where we are today? And you would have acted like I was the devil. I wasn't saying it was right. I was just saying, do you think there's any correlation, you know? Oh, my gosh. I got crucified. I got called a racist. I almost cried. It was terrible. They asked for my liberal card and everything, dude. It was horrible. Like, you can't do that anymore.
Okay, so here's the question for you.
Okay.
2014, the House and Senate.
Yeah.
Who holds it?
I don't think it really matters either way. I don't think Republicans lose the House. I really don't. I think they'll lose some power in the House because I think that, you know, I hate to say this, the Tea Party, not all of the Tea Party guys have actually done squat except for say no. And I think sooner or later people are going to be like, well, you know, I'd rather you did something instead of just saying no. I think they're going to lose some seats. I don't necessarily – you know what? I should rephrase that. I think that there will be less conservative Republicans in the House than there are now. I don't even know if they'll lose any seats.
Argued round and round and round and round and round and round and round on Obamacare, Brian. Answer me this question.
What's that?
In the last 17 days, 3 Republicans and 27 Democrats have said they're not running again for Congress or Senate. Tell me who's winning.
Oh, yeah.
Who's winning the argument on America?
Oh, no, who's winning?
Who
cares who's winning the argument on America? You have people in this country who walk around and blindly tote this idea that America is great. We're the greatest country in the world. Why?
Why are we the greatest country in the world?
That's a different statement.
Okay.
Why were we even the greatest country anyways? I mean, is military might what makes us great? I mean, I will not argue with anyone.
Herman Cain put it perfectly. Peace through strength. Let's face it, Brian, when you were in high school, the guy who could, you know, kick your butt is what you stay away from. Period.
What was that? Say that again?
The guy who can kick your butt's the one you want to stay away from.
Nah, that's the guy I want to fight the most. Well, I don't want to fight people
yeah,
that can
right.
kick their butts. I want to challenge. Have you ever seen my nose, Rodney?
Uh-huh.
It's been broken like 7 times. Yeah. I like to fight big guys. I'm a small guy. There was this guy
okay.
in history.
That's,
he was very small.
Rule,
and he almost
Everybody
conquered Europe.
Stay away
no,
from the big guys.
There's a lot of small guys that have the same conflict. I mean, the same complex I do. It's because we're small. I'm only 5'6", 5'7", on a good day. You know, like, I got small man complex. I can totally admit to it. I see the biggest guy,
okay.
and that's the guy I want to swing at. That's just, I just want to prove something to someone. But, you know, do I win?
Okay.
I'm not saying that. Obviously, I don't win
every
time without the nose to show it. Like, my nose is literally, like, you know, I don't know, like a mountain that you ski down the wrong way. I'm not talking, like, towards you. I'm talking, like, to the side. Like, yeah, it's bad. I take good photos.
Okay.
No, no, I love the last Rocky movie. Do you know they're making another one called Creed?
They are.
Did you watch the last Rocky?
Are you able to have a Rocky fight in a wheelchair?
No, it's Creed. I don't know how the storyline goes, but it's some offspring or relative of Apollo Creed. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think Rocky trains the kid or something. I don't know. The
What about the kid from
Fruitvale Station, I believe, is in it. What's his name? Michael B.
The
something.
Last Rocky
He's
movie
a,
is called Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
Rocky
comes back
Balboa.
In the ring with. He comes back
with the champ. With
what's his name?
He's the old fighter.
Mayweather. No, not Mayweather.
No, you're on the right path. It's not Mayweather, but it's I can't remember his name, but he was a real boxer. Some of us can argue that the character is made off of Mayweather, but you know, the champ that has never really taken a hard fight.
Sugar Ray Jr.
No, it wasn't him. It was what's his name? I can't remember his name. He was a boxer though. Started with a T or something. I can't remember his name right now. But he was an actual boxer.
Come on,
but he
callers.
Played a champion. Who was it?
We can get our callers. Somebody hit the
button.
Carver
or something.
Somebody hit one.
You got people in your car. Ask them to Google it. IMDb that stuff.
I know.
Yeah, okay. No, what were you... You're talking about the house races. You know, it's funny, though. I don't think the Democrats lose the Senate. I don't.
Really?
I think a lot of people who would normally identify as Republican are scared of your brand of crazy, your current brand of crazy. I mean, it's nuts. And I think that in some places... I think that's going to help out Democrats, because if you keep the chambers of commerce of Congress divided, it's really hard to do to really, you know, implement your idea without fight. You know, as long as there's one branch, it's when everything goes one way, like we have it in California, that things get crazy. They get scary. You know, I start wondering like when they're going to tell me I can't smoke cigarettes anymore. You know, when I have to wear a helmet when I walk. You know, like, it's crazy out here sometimes. Or they're going to tell me I can't have, you know, a gas leaf blower. You know, it's whatever. Do you remember when they did that in Orinda? That was crazy. I don't know. I think that it's way too early to tell. Antonio Tarver, right? That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think that, A, it's too early to tell. I think that people who look strong in August can be totally upside down by October, you know, your October surprise. People make mistakes.
You know,
if
you want to run for president and you don't hire the campaign manager who knows how to teach you to message properly, then, yeah, you could easily lose the race. But, you know, not exactly saying that my phone number is 5.
No, no, you know, I think that...
Facebook me, it's okay, you can get a hold of me.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you have your, you know, you want to keep your power and get even more power. I don't see the Democrats losing the Senate. I don't necessarily see them, you know, right now, if the election was today, I don't necessarily see them gaining more than a handful of seats. I actually see them losing some. You know, there is some there's some people who got elected that, you know, Democrat-wise are going to be very, very in trouble. And, you know, it's just the way it goes. It's, you know the seat you're going to lose, I can tell you right now. It's that Vietnamese gentleman from Louisiana. The guy who, because he ran against the guy, I can't remember his name, Jefferson, the guy who got caught with like 20 grand in his freezer. That's who he ran against and he won. He won't win again. You'll lose that seat. I don't know what else.
Are you kidding
you know,
me?
It's way too early. Yeah.
It's,
you know
it's
who I'm talking
Louisiana.
About?
No, but I can tell you right now, I have no idea who you're talking about, but you're talking about the guy got caught with 20 grand in his freezer and he's going to lose his election when the Democrat
no,
Party
no,
is re-elected
that was the last
a guy
time.
That got busted
no,
for
no,
prostitution.
No. Who?
Jesse Jackson
Who are you talking about now?
Jr. Jackson Jr.
You no one knew for sure when he was elected. No
fund.
One knew for sure until afterwards, and you know that. There was speculation, but no one knew for sure.
They re-elected Marion Barry.
That's,
the guy
don't even
so
ask
corrupt,
me about
they
that.
Changed, they
don't even
changed
ask me
the
about
laws
that.
In Washington, D.C.
I don't know
it's
why
now,
that happened.
It's now not a felony to be caught possessing crack cocaine. That would be nobody could file charges against Marion Barry. And they re-elected
yeah.
him to office.
You know what's funny?
I'm glad you brought
up.
You guys should run the mayor of Detroit.
God, that's a steam pie I don't think anyone wants a piece of. Oh, man, why would you want that guy? Why would you be the first in line for the Titanic? I don't know.
I think I'd love it if Democrats put him on the ticket for President of the United States.
Who?
Because he's such a...
Kirkpatrick
typical...
in Detroit?
Yes.
No, well, Kirkpatrick in Detroit's in jail. He's not in office anymore.
In the Liberal Party, you can win from jail.
No, you can't. That's just a jerk-off thing to say. Whatever. Hey, in the Republican Party, your family can be polygamous. And you can get nominated to the, you know, to the general election of the presidency of the United States. There's no such thing, and I tell you this because my family's Mormon. There are no Mormons who live in Mexico except for one thing, polygamy. No other reason to go there.
And
so,
and which Mormon who lives in Mexico got named nominated to what position in the Republican Party? I'm sorry?
Romney. Romney's dad. His whole family lives in Mexico. He saw his cousin.
Oh, I keep forgetting you want to live in the past. So we're going to go back 50 years ago. We're going to go back 50 years ago. And your exact comment was you can be a polygamist and get nominated by the Republican Party. And then you say, well, it wasn't.
How long ago was Marion Barry? Was Marion Barry last week? I'm pretty sure I was five when that happened. Yeah. No, Marion Barry's not the mayor. I'm just saying, when that happened, when he smoked crack and they changed the law, I'm pretty sure I was five. You know,
hold on. Your
I'm
statement
not five
was
anymore.
A Republican who got nominated by his party that is a
for president of the United States. It comes from a line of polygamists. I'm not calling him a polygamist.
No, you didn't say it comes from a line of polygamists, Brian.
You know what I mean. We all know
Mitt Romney
comes
from a line of polygamists.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, then you never added that phrase.
No, you know what? If we're going to sit and play the game of twist your words, I mean, you don't want to play the game.
I say we nominate Joe the Plumber.
Joe the Plumber. Oh, man. Joe the Plumber. Whatever happened to that guy?
You guys can have the mayor
plumber?
Of Toronto.
Ah, that guy's hilarious. Like, seriously, if you were to write a class...
Bob Ford versus Chris Christie.
Yeah. If you were to write a class on what not to do once in office, you would just have to talk about Rob Ford. But, dude, Toronto, how many city council members do they have? They've got, like, 30 city council members.
You can go Rob Ford versus Chris Christie, heavyweight showdown.
Chris Christie hasn't really... No, you know what's funny is everyone's making a stink about Chris Christie right now. When I got interested in politics, I remember being told something, and it stuck with me until this day. And it was an old line, and it goes, "To the victor goes the spoils." And that's how it is. You think there's not Democrats being vindictive where they have power? Everyone's been. I mean, not everyone, but a lot of people have the ability to be vindictive. It's not really a party thing. You know, I think this whole thing about Chris Christie and the reason it's getting blown out of, you know, out of the water is because, honestly, this is the first thing that Chris Christie has done that people could, you know, put a candle, I mean,
Alex,
a flashlight on.
Alex,
be like,
Jones, Alex Jones versus Oprah.
Alex Jones is nuts. He's nuts. That's all I got to say. And you know what's the worst part of this nuttiness is he is making money.
Jeb Bush versus John Kerry.
Who? You want to know why I don't think Jeb Bush is going to run?
Why?
I don't think Jeb Bush is going to run. Because I think that he's going to let it wait until one of his sons. I mean, really? How do you beat a Latino Bush?
Jerry Brown versus Rand Paul.
I would take Brown, personally.
What?
The W you know is better than the W you don't. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
I'd take Jerry Brown. I don't – you know what's funny is I tried so hard to like the Paul family, especially the dad. What's his name? Ron Paul. I tried so hard. And he would say things, and I'd be like, yes, right on, man. That's awesome. And he'd say something else, I'd be like, yes, right on, that's awesome. And then he would say something, and I'd be like, you are outside your mind. And it
that's
really disappointed
Obama's
me.
Obama's third term.
And I wouldn't do that, no. There's no reason for that. I mean, the only time I would support a third term for anybody was special circumstances.
Sarah Palin versus Hillary.
Hillary. That's not even a fight.
Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Come on. They don't even play in the same league.
Joe Miller of Alaska versus Joe Biden.
Who?
Joe Miller of Alaska versus Joe Biden.
I don't know Miller enough to make an opinion on that. I'd be hard-pressed to vote for Biden. Biden's a really good mouthpiece. He's a great vice president. If he was my vice president, I'd just walk down the hall and say, you know, Joe, I need you to say this something. It's ridiculous, but I can't say it, but I want people to hear it. And Joe Biden would be like, okay, boss. And that's what Joe Biden's good at.
Rodney Stanton versus Harry Reid.
Oh, you had to go pick, like, the worst politician to put yourself against. I don't know. What's your legislative history?
What's my legislative history?
Yeah.
Getting good politicians elected to office.
No.
They stand their ground and do the right thing.
Thomas, no.
Chuck DeVore. Newt Gingrich.
You know what bothers me about a lot of the people?
Anna Bryson.
I hate people who wave around the Constitution. And they wave it around and we should defend it when they don't love the entire document. Oh, they don't. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, if you were to give anyone who I've seen waving around the Constitution, hey, guys, the Constitution's great. You know, all you got to say is, hey, how's that 14th Amendment working out for you? And they're going to be like, I don't really like that one. It's a package deal. You can't pick and choose. You know, it's the way it is. It's got its flaws, it's got its good things. You know, they're the same people who even though we have regulation on every single one of the Bill of Rights, there have been court cases that have taken power away from the people in every single one of the Bill of Rights, but they think the Second Amendment should have no regulation. That's absurd.
Okay, well, I just posted on Facebook a picture of me holding the Constitution in my hand right this second. So let's go back to Harry Reid versus Rodney Stanhope.
I hate that.
Rodney Stanhope versus Harry Reid. Actually, how about Holder Wiener?
Who?
Holder Wiener.
Oh, really? Is he running against IP Freely? Did you hear me?
Rick, okay, yeah, IP Freely, thanks. Rick Santorum versus Nancy Pelosi.
Dude, that's a horrible selection on both ends. That's seriously two separate ends of a crap sandwich. I don't know.
Okay.
I would have to, I
guess. Winning ticket, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz.
Rand Paul over Ted Cruz? Totally. Totally. I think
no,
Ted Cruz is
as
crazy.
As a ticket.
No,
president,
no, that's sorry. That's too far to the right, in my opinion. I'm not saying they couldn't win the primary. I don't think they win the general. I think you pretty much assure a Democratic victory as long as there's no major gaffes on the Democratic side with Cruz and Rand Paul. I don't see anything in the middle with those two guys. I just don't. And I don't think either one of them would want to be vice president.
Chuck Norris versus Oprah.
Oprah, dude.
Oprah,
easy.
Come on.
Chuck, billions of dollars. Chuck Norris is out there hawking some gym that he's been hawking since the 80s. Oprah's got way too much money. No, I'd take Oprah, hands down.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
When it comes to TV commercials, Chuck Norris has it going on.
No, you know, Chuck Norris is cute. It's clever. It's funny. There's nothing substantive about Chuck Norris.
When Spear wants to tweet, he hashtags Chuck Norris.
When who?
When Spear wants to tweet, he hashtags Chuck Norris.
Hey, I got one for you. Listen to this. In Los Angeles, they just named a street Jack Bauer. You know, Jack Bauer from 24. And they had this problem because every time someone would cross the street, they'd get killed. And they had to realize that no one can cross Jack Bauer and get away with it.
That's cute.
I love that joke. Yeah, I like that one. I have a serious question for you.
Just remember, you know, though, when you're talking Chuck Norris versus Oprah, Chuck Norris was born 1945. What year did the Nazis surrender? Coincidence?
He was born of the pure, you know, united force of the people of the world against Nazism. Is that what you're saying? You know what else? I'm going to tell you a funny story. Hold on. I wrote a paper, right, in college about Adolf Hitler, and I spent a couple pages talking about, and I guess I did it with too much admiration, not his principles, but his work ethic, like how he would prepare for a speech, how he would know exactly how to breathe and where to pause and where to extend words and where to raise his hand. And like, it was theatrical almost in a way that we've never really seen since him. And like I said, I like to respect people for small things that they do well. Doesn't necessarily mean I respect them as people. You get what I'm saying? Like, I love a lot that Karl Rove does. Some of the stuff he's done, I love it. I think it's brilliant. I wouldn't want to have coffee with the guy. I wouldn't want to have him over to my house. But, you know, I respect some of the tactics that he's done. I got so much shit for writing, like, two or three pages that were, like, yeah, Hitler, you know, was well-prepared is pretty much what I came to. And it was, like, this horrible thing. But, hey, you want to know something that's funny that all Americans
well,
should
here,
think of?
Hold on. I got one for you.
Wait, hold on. We have the same law today on our books that allowed Adolf Hitler to come into power, to become the dictator. We have that same law. Two-thirds. That's all it takes.
Okay, well, fear of spiders is arachnophobia. Fear of tight space is claustrophobia. Fear of Chuck Norris, just logic.
What's that?
Chuck Norris has a fear of spiders is arachnophobia. Fear of tight space is claustrophobia. Fear of Chuck Norris is just logic. Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his living room. The bear's not dead. It's just afraid to move.
Yeah. You know, I never got the thing with Chuck Norris. You know why? I was never into Chuck Norris movies, I guess. Maybe that was a little before my time. Like, for me, it was
Chuck
more
Norris
like Schwarzenegger and...
Yeah, well.
Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren was
Chuck
awesome.
Chuck Norris actually died 20 years ago, but death hasn't built up the courage to tell him yet.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Hey,
can we talk one more? Can we get off the Chuck Norris thing? Let's just talk one thing.
Okay.
All right. I was torn this weekend on Sunday. I'm a diehard, lifelong, faithful 49er fan, okay? I was heartbreaking, broken when we lost. And I mean, I will not even begin to tell you how much I hate the Seahawks, even before this game. But you got to give them their due. Russell Wilson was elusive, and he kept plays going. It was crazy. But the only thing that I take solace in with my Niners losing is my favorite player has always been Peyton Manning. I love Peyton Manning. And now I don't have to root against him. So I take solace in that fact. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I can give you four examples where the game would have turned on a single play because it was the worst refereeing in American sports history, second only to the Kings versus the Lakers, Game 7, where the ref actually later admitted he was paid to screw the game up. It's bullshit.
When it comes to
the
referee,
Bowman play,
I mean,
the Bowman play was a fumble recovery, 12
yeah.
ways to
yeah,
Friday,
was.
End of discussion,
yes,
not a single
but
person can tell me otherwise, and landing on my kicker's foot is called roughing the kicker every other sports.
What, landing
football,
on my foot? No, it's
except,
not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That was a bad call.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I think that with the playoffs, the officiating definitely changed from the regular season. I think there definitely was a mentality of let the guys play. I thought that a lot of, like, the grabbing and the holding in the end zone would have been called pass interference during the regular season. But this is football. It's any given Sunday, man. I mean, if we were to do that game
yeah.
again, we could have gotten all these calls. I mean, that's just
no,
the way
but if
is.
You're going to play football, play football. But when you,
yeah.
when you tell the Niners they've got to play cricket and the Seattle Seahawks can play football, that's not fair. Oh, and
yeah,
by the way, one last
closing
comment from my team.
Yes.
My team wanted you
yeah.
to know that we've made our pick. Clint Eastwood versus any Democrat you want to put in an open chair.
Clint Eastwood
oh,
was
yeah.
my mayor growing up. Clint Eastwood was my mayor growing up. He threw out the opening day pitch at Little League. He personally paid for and raised the funds for the youth center in Carmel to be built. He's a cool guy.
Good
restaurant owner.
I still have my empty chair. We can
yeah, that was
you let him use it.
Whoever told
Clint
him
Eastwood
to do that
versus,
was a numbskull.
Clint Eastwood versus any liberal in an empty chair, open chair, a chair, sit in the chair, don't say much.
If you want to, you know what would be a good race? I think this would be good. Clint Eastwood. I will say that Clint Eastwood's getting on the older side now. But Clint Eastwood versus Denzel Washington. That'd be a damn fun election to watch.
Clint Eastwood
it's like they knew anything
Denzel
about
Washington.
Politics. Yeah. I'm just saying, listening to them speak, like when they had debates and ads, that'd be awesome. There's a reason Denzel Washington is Denzel Washington. Besides being a great actor, he sounds awesome. He looks cool. You know, and all Clint Eastwood's experiences is being the mayor of Carmel by the
Sea. Well,
if
we want to go famous, if we want to go famous Hollywood, I'll take Clint Eastwood versus Kanye West.
Oh gosh, that's horrible. You mean Kanye West versus Jesus?
Hey, then we can have the first child Northwest in the White House. Oh, that's right. He wouldn't win. Never mind.
I've never understood why a lot of celebrities, not all of them, of course, they give their kids such stupid names. It's like, it's bad
Lamar.
Enough that kid's going to get picked on because of who his parents are. And then you gave him a crappy name to go with it. Horrible.
How about Mark Limbaugh versus Bill Maher?
I mean, like, who's voting here? I think that's the question. I mean,
remember,
I don't think Rush Limbaugh.
I want everyone to vote.
I think Bill Maher has more likability for a larger percentage of Americans than Rush Limbaugh, personally.
Okay. Actually, in the interest of time, we have 5 minutes left. I want to thank everyone for calling in tonight. Two things I want to get a guy named Tim Cox on the show tonight. He had a conference call tonight. I wasn't able to be on the neighborhood legislature. I also want to get Tim Donnelly on the phone one of these days. And I want to get Rodney Lee Conover from Southern California running for Congress. But we got 3 minutes left.
I would
left
love
the show
to talk
end.
To Donnelly.
Okay.
I would.
I just
make
want
that
to
happen.
Say, Brian, in parting, I just want to say, what happened yesterday doesn't make it right. End it now. Let's move to the future. It's not okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue.
Thank
that
you guys for listening tonight. I know we had tons and tons of listeners tonight. It was awesome from Hawaii, from Northern California, Southern California. My friend Mike, Joanne, your wonderful daughter listening tonight that couldn't put the phone down because the show is so totally cool. So, you guys, thank you very much. I know at tomorrow night's show, you've got Dave Souza going to be on, which is running against for county supervisor.
Wait, why does that name sound familiar to me? Dave Souza. Is he the guy in Texas?
No, Dave Souza is running against Scott McNeil for El Dorado County Supervisor.
Oh, God, I thought that was
We've had Scott on our show.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you guys ever invite me to call in on Tuesdays? Don't you ever need a token liberal for that show?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd put you up head-to-head with Jennifer Montrose any day of the week, dude. But I do want to give a shout-out to Michelle. Michelle, I told you, man, the conservative values that win. So she's Mike and Joanne's daughter listening in tonight. So my shout-out to her.
What does conservative values have to do? What did she win?
Michelle doesn't know whether she wants to be a Democrat or Republican yet, so Uncle Rodney's trying to help her.
Being independent, both parties do not have your interests at the forefront. Being independent, that's what you should do. We are in.
Don't listen to Brian.
We are a silent majority when you really break it down.
So, all right. Do you want to cover next week, Brian?
It's almost like spring training.
News. What do we want to do? Almost spring
it's
training.
Almost spring
NASCAR,
training.
Dude. NASCAR.
That's not a sport. That's a competition.
I got one of the guys in my car. Are you raising your hand? Are you raising your hand?
Maybe he's just stretching.
Are you raising your hand? You want to say something? Oh, okay.
What was that?
We're almost the Hollister. Everyone's getting tired. So.
All right, yeah, well, we'll figure something out. I'm sure something will pop up.
Okay. Okay, you guys. Hey, we got 90 seconds
all right,
left. Okay. If you want to give comments,
thank you, everyone.
Rodney Stanhope and Brian Dawson on Facebook, hit us up. Ladies and gentlemen, talk to you guys next Monday.
Do not invite me to be your friend if I don't know you. I won't accept it. I don't really like Facebook.
You guys can friend me. I let anybody on. If you guys like Brian.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole point of it is, like, people I'm friends with, right? I'm like, I get people who I don't know. It's like, just because we have 20 friends in common, we're supposed to be friends. I don't even know you.
Brian. Okay. If we have friends in common, I'll let them on, even if they're friends of yours.
Good. You do that for me.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a good one. See you next week.
Bye.